few minutes. Okay, let's start over here. Vayiskar Elokim. Out of the pasuk 24. Okay, we're up to pasuk 24. We did already. Chamishim masai al aretz. Aretz chamishim 150 days. Okay, perikhes. Okay, we'll start with perikhes. Perikhes vayiskar Elokim mesdach vayiskar lachayi vayiskar labehema asherita batei vayavol Elokim ruach al aretz vayishrok hamayim. Does that pasuk sound familiar to you? This is the pasuk from the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. You see, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he plagiarized. He's guilty of plagiarism. Hashem took the pasuk from the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and he stole it. He put it in Parashas Noach. No?
Uh-huh.
Guilty.
Okay. Yeah, how much did he take away from David HaMelech? No?
I remember when I was in college. I was a freshman. It was the first course I took in college. We had a core course in history, world history. The professor was a brilliant guy. His name was I forgot everything. He was a brilliant guy, and he taught a core course. There were about 100 people in the class. Probably 50 people in the class that day. Okay, well, and it was a core class, core curriculum, Brooklyn College, it was whatever. And he gave us an assignment. And I was new to college. And I got to go read this very complicated thing about Columbus, place, and write an essay. I wrote an essay. And he gave me a D on my paper. And he sent me these circles in big, what was my crime? I didn't even know it was so bad. There was a sentence, or half a sentence, that I... basically took the sentence. I wrote a whole, it was almost a long paper. I took one sentence that I really liked, and I put it into the composition, into this thing. And he basically, in front of the whole class, he cursed me out. Mom actually told me this is plagiarism, what I've done. He said to me, there is no way in the world you could have written this sentence. It is over your pay grade, over your brains to write such a sentence like this. And you didn't write this, and you stole it from somewhere. And therefore, you're getting a D. And then he says to me, you probably don't even know what plagiarism is. You probably have no clue of what you did was a crime, and what you've done, you have no understanding. But let me teach you now. You're not allowed to go take someone else's intellectual property and pass it off as your own. Even an expression, even a phrase, even a certainly not a sentence. And I was like shell-shocked. What in the world happened over here? And all right, I mean, it was Sklar. I think his name was Sklar. I think that was his name. He told the class, I think he was a kid, he'd go to shul on Shabbos, and they served herring, schmaltz and herring. He came from a firm family that was Shem Shabbos. He went off the derech, an oisvarf. He was a brilliant guy, and he had a certain disdain from yeshiva boys in his class, because they reminded him that he went off the derech. So he chapped me that I stole the sentence, and he gave me this real musa has, this real musa shmuz, plagiarism. And yeshno, aliyah mazeh, it affects me, that incident. Fine. So the Yiskar Elokim Mesnoyach Vyeskal Chayashav, you know, everyone, by the way, you know, every time they do this, all speech writers, they're not even embarrassed to do this, because when a president or a vice president or the wife of a president makes a speech on television, the first thing that they do, they put the whole speech into copyscape and they find exactly which expressions were plagiarized. And they try to show them up. You have Melania said something, the speechwriter wrote for her something that was mamish stolen from someone else. Melania once spoke very publicly, and the next day in the news she plagiarized the whole speech from some other first lady. I mean, she had no clue. She had a speechwriter. The speechwriter plagiarized it, and he was so sloppy he thought he'd get away with it. Like a whole sentence, or even a paragraph, was like Ramesh word for word, for some other president. So today you have copyscape, and there are better tools where they can Ramesh, they can make sure that what you're writing is not been plagiarized, it's original. any event, we have, we hear this pasuk, it's a very famous pasuk, v'yizkol misnech, v'yizkol l'chai, v'yizkol l'bimah, v'yashay t'batei, v'yarotim v'chol aritz, v'yashok v'amayim. So what's written in Rashi, v'yizkol l'kim zeh ha-shem midas ha-din hu. El l'kim mis midas ha-din. V'nepcho l'midas ha-rachanim. And it was transformed to rachma yidei tefilas ha-tzadikim. V'rish'os shal rishon, the wickedness of the rasha, o'yfeches midas ha-rachanim, l'midas ha-din, to midas ha-din. Shnema vaya Hashem ki rabo ro'as ho'odom vayomer Hashem emche v'shei midas rachamim. So he, back in Parashas Bereishis at the very end, this is the maftir, it says vayomer Hashem, Hashem is midas rachamim, and the midas rachamim said, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to bring a churban. So you see that the midas rachamim can become your prosecutor. And here it says Vayiskor Elokim, which is Midas Hadin, and here it was being used in a form of Rachamim. Here it's Vayiskor Elokim, Midas Hadin. Yet the Midas Hadin in this pasuk is telling us about Hashem's mercy, that Hashem decided to have compassion upon Noah and all the animals. Whereas in Parashas Bereishis it says Vayomer Hashem, that's Midas Harachamim. Midas Rachamim is now is being used as a weapon, a tool to bring churban, punishment, of churban to destroy the world. So over here, the lesson over here is, it's a beautiful Rashi. Nachem al zeh Hashem midas hadinu, v'nepchol midas rachma yidei tefilas hatzadikim. Now here's what Rashi says to the prayer of the tzadikim. So what's the obvious question? Where here do we find that there was a prayer of a tzadik? This is a shocking Rashi. Where in Noach's main complaint that the Chazal have against him is that he did not pray for his generation. Noach built a teva. He served as an example that there's a mabul coming, but he did not pray for his people, compared to Avraham, who prayed for the people of Sodom. So then maybe you'll suggest that Noach prayed when he was in the teva, when he was feeding the animals. That's not true. Noach had no time to daven shachris, mincha, and mariv when he was in the teva. He was busy feeding the animals. There was no time for anything. So what in the world is Rashi saying? Here, vayizkor l'kim es Noach. Elokim is din. Vayizkor, rachamim. Oh, the Midas Hadin is being the Sabech to Midas Harachamim. Why? What's the trigger? The trigger is prayer. What prayer? What are you talking about? Rashi, Zeh Hashem Midas Hadinu, V'nepcho L'Midas Harachamim. How? Al Yidei Tefilas HaTzadikim. What? What are you talking about? Where is the Tefillah of the Tzadikim here? And then Rashi then goes on, V'rishol Shol Rishom, Ha'yfechas Midas Harachamim, Tzadid Shnema Vayisham Kiriyah Vahar Sa'odam, Vahim Hashem Emcha, V'hu Hashem Midas Harachamim. So we pose this question to the one and only Mayor Appledorf. Where was the Midas, the prayer that Rashi is saying triggered this change?
His prayer was before the Abel that he shouldn't have to take his Shriga along. And he got it.
This is a very tough question.
Can you imagine him being on the Teva with a Shriga?
No, I can't.
Right?
It's near you.
Noah would be floating in the water. He wouldn't be in the table.
I don't know what the answer is. This is my question.
What?
I
she died before. You're asking when he davened? Yeah. He had 100 years before the...
No, the Chazal explicitly criticized Noah. They compared Noah to Avraham. Avraham was mispalo for the...
teach people...
Avram was mispal for the people of Sodom. And Noach was not mispal.
Noah was mispal for himself. I'm going to be 100 years. I'm building this box. I'm going to keep in all the mishuganas in it, all the animals, all the mosquitoes, all the crazies. Help me so I should be able to survive. He didn't think about it praying for anybody.
All right. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. So you're saying the criticism was he did not daven for the other people, but he did daven for himself.
He did daven for himself.
That's an interesting idea. I hear what you're saying. All right, let's go weiter.
How old was he when the Mabel started? 500?
Noach was, I think he was 600.
600, okay.
600 years old.
You know, he had made all his money because he invented the plow or whatever. So he made all his money when he was young, and he could retire on his yacht.
Here. All right. So what's the next Rashi? Vayishul kimesnoyach. Ma zoch alochem labehemos. What was their merit? Zuchus shlo yishchisu darkam koydim lochem v'shlo yishim shubateva. The animals were not corrupt before the mabul, and they did not live with one another in the teva. Question: the animals, this goes against everything that we know about animals. Animals have no bechira. Animals are pure impulse, pure taiva, pure taiva. So why did the animals? Since when do animals have merit? Since when do animals have free will? Schar v'oinesh. That's shocking Rashi over here. Ma zochel ha'lobeima. Suchus. Shelo hishchitzu darkam koidim lochein. V'shelo yishim shubateva. Why do the animals know what was going on? Animals have so much sophistication to know what's going on.
Wasn't the animal from Yerubim, it didn't want to eat treif when he was sold? What's his name? Yerubim.
Pinchas ben Yoyer. Pinchas, it was not mafresh chumas ha'maitres. So there, that's because the animal was trained. It was really the zuchus of Pinchas ben Yoyer. Behemda shal Pinchas ben Yoyer. I don't know what the answer is. Let's see. Al Aretz, Al Iski Aretz. It says, Vayavulikim, Hashem caused to pass a spirit, Al Aretz. It doesn't mean literally on the earth, it means Al Iski, on the dealings of the earth. And then it says, Vayashoykum, when the water subsided. Okay, it's Shosaru. Kimor Kishoy Hamas Hamelech Loshon Hanoch Haschema. The anger subsided. Okay, fine. Let's see what the Targum says. Targum says, Udikir Hashem Yosmech Yoskol Chaisom Yoskol Biyodi Adime. Hashem remembered Noyach and all the animals and all of the wild animals and the domestic animals, the Ime Bitevoisa, the Abar, Hashem Rucha, Hashem passed a spirit Al Aro Vinochumaya. Very straightforward. Pasik Beis. Okay. Va Yisocheru my Yinois Tohoim. What does that mean? Va Yisocheru. It was closed. Okay, we have to see what this means. The Mainois, the Mainois means the spring of the Tohoim. Va Arubois HaShamoyim and the windows of heaven. Va Yikolei HaGeshem in HaShamoyim and the Geshem was, it came to an end. Or it was over here in the English, it says it was held back. Let's see Rashi. Vayisachu kishu niftichu kisiv kol minus. When it was opened, it says in the pasuk all of the springs were opened. And here when it says that it was closed, it does not say the word kol to indicate that Hashem did not close all of the springs. Now this is a shocking Rashi. Why is it shocking? Because it's telling us that there was a benefit that came to the world with the Mabul that otherwise would not have existed in this world. Isn't that what it says over here? There's an incredible chiddush misrash that's beyond belief. If you look at the story of the Mabul, I think the average person would say that the Mabul, there was absolutely zero benefit to this world with the bringing of the Mabul. When Hashem created a perfect world, it was beautiful, it was glorious, man was corrupt, so Hashem destroyed the world. And by destroying the world, there was permanent damage. Permanent damage came to this world. The world, after the Mabul was over, and Noach and his children went out to rebuild the world, there was no way they can rebuild the world to the degree that it was before the Mabul. The Mabul, that's the impression Chazal give us, is that before the Mabul, everything was pristine. Food tasted delicious. The earth was just fantastic. It was an experience of paradise to live on this earth. The Mabul destroyed everything. It destroyed the ozone layer. It destroyed the earth. It brought into this world sickness, illness. people only live from here on in less than 120 years, whereas before the Bible they lived for 600 years, 700 years, 800 years. The world, it was destroyed, never to be repaired. Yet, it says over here in this Rashi, there was one benefit that came about through the Bible. In order to bring the Bible, Hashem had to open up all of the Mayonis. And even though the Mayonos were destructive, but in that Churban of the, all the Mayonos, there is something that's beneficial. Chametzeria, the Chayotze Bohen, and Hashem did not close them. So the Mabul produced a benefit for this world of Chametzeria. Chametzeria, obviously, okay, I'm not familiar with the science, but Chametzeria appears to be something that is very beneficial for this world. People who need it, they go there and they get something out of it. Before the Mabul, didn't exist. It didn't exist, so you were stuck. You didn't have the benefit. The Mabul brought about to this world a side benefit. Isn't that incredible, Chili, Rashi says? Because here, Vayisachu Mayinois Tohim Rabba, and Rashi says, when the Mabul began, it was called Mayinois Tohim Rabba. Now it's only the Mayinois Rabba. And that means it's something brand new. Okay, next, Vayimona, Vayikoli means it was withheld. Rashi is very precise, Vayimona, Kamo, Lo Sichle, Rachamecha, do not hold back your mercy. Lo Yichle, Mimcho, Shtapi, hold back. And it says here that, Vayikoli, Agesha, Mina, Shemoyim. See, this is a very interesting Rashi, because if not for this Rashi, what would you say with Vayikole? It came to an end. There was just no more water. It was, yeah, they have a fire hydrant. They have a fire hydrant. And it breaks. A car runs over the fire hydrant. And what happens? There's a flood. So what do you need to do? You need to bring in professionals who know how to stop the water. They have to dig under the ground. I don't know how they do it. Mayor, how do they do it? How do you shut the water when someone runs over on a fire hydrant? How do you shut down?
I think there's a switch. They stick something down to the bottom. There's a valve they can close.
Yeah, there's a valve somewhere.
It's like a bolt.
Let's say Chas Hashem in my house. I now that I'm into the plumbing in my house, I know where the main is, and there's a valve on the main. But yeah. Below the valve, what would happen if Chas Hashem, the pipe, below the first valve,
would have a flood?
How would you turn off the water?
He would take a piece of wood plug. And try to plug it.
Who would do that?
The plumber.
But it's gushing out. It's gushing with an incredible force.
Right. So what he has to do is he has to take a piece of water that fits into the hole, and he eases it in, right? And stops it. That's right. He has to go against the force. There's no other way.
There's such a thing to do. There's such a technique that they
you
do
know?
It.
In my time, approximately in the 1980, a propane truck was driving across the Washington Bridge, and it popped. The pressure, it popped the cover off of the tank on top of the truck. And
yeah.
Propane is a gas. It started leaking gas.
Okay.
They closed the bridge because they were afraid
exposed.
A spark might start going.
Okay.
They couldn't put it, like you're saying, pressure is coming out. How are they going to close it? If they take a hammer or something.
Make a spark.
Right. One of the firemen was a plumber.
Yeah.
So they had a plug out of wood that plumbers use. It's made like, you take a cylinder and it's cut into two triangular cones.
Wow.
And you slip it into the stream inside, and the pressure pushes it back out, and it pushes it together and it locks it.
Okay, we should never know from this.
Thing?
I hear. So it's,
it took 2 hours, whatever, and they did it. You know what happened with the, Saddam Hussein lit up all the oil rigs. You remember?
Yeah.
So what did they do?
I don't know.
I think they took explosives and they blew out the flame.
Remember in the Gulf of Mexico when Obama was president, right when he became president, there was a leak, and they couldn't shut it.
So until they got a submarine to go down and to shut down the valve, there was a valve.
No, they fashtut. They had to go stick something in it. It wasn't so simple.
Yeah, it wasn't simple because the emergency valve didn't work. So they had to go down and stop it somewhere else. Yeah.
Not so simple. All right, so over here it says, so over here there was a flood, so over here the rain. So I would assume that you don't need to get a plumber. Just the water ran out, there's no more water. You have the main pipe breaks, and there's a massive flood. Eventually, there's no more water. There's no more water, so you don't need to go take a wooden plug and verstup it into the hole. It's empty, it's depleted. When you talk about the marble came to an end after 40 days, the marble came to an end. So you would think, I would think, Hashem sent a precise amount of water to flood the world. That's it. There's no more water. The tank is empty. Finished. The water, Vayikolu, when it says Vayikolei HaGeshem in HaShemayim, I always thought it meant, is that there's no more rain. Ad kan. The clouds are empty. The source of precipitation has been depleted. There's nothing more to come to the earth. That's what I thought it meant. Rashi makes it very clear that's not the pshat. There's plenty of water, plenty more water. There's no limit. The water will keep on coming and coming and flood the whole world. When it says Vayikolei, means Hashem forcefully prevented the remainder, the continuation of the water from coming to destroy the world. Vayimona, Hashem withheld more water from coming to the world. There's no shortage of flood waters. The only reason why the marble stopped was because Vayimona. That's what it says. And then he says a chiddush, Kimo lo sich lo rachamecha, lo yichle mimcha. So what does that mean? It's a tremendous chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you say Hashem lo sich lo rachamecha, so what does it mean? Your rachmanis shouldn't run out. I hope Hashem you have in your storage house more rachmanis. Because if it runs out, we go dry, we're stuck. No, that's not the pshat, Rashi says. Hashem has infinite rachmanis. We beg you, Hashem, don't put a stopper in the channel of your rachmanis. There's no limit to how much rachmanis you have. There's no limit to how much Geshem can come from Shemayim. When the Geshem stopped, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu put a stopper. So here it means Vayikolei, Vayimona, Kimo lo yisich lachanecha, lo yichle nimecha. Okay, so now let's see the Targum in this passage. The Targum here says, Ve'iste karu mabuei tohoima. Okay, it says Ve'iste, it means it was closed. Ve'chavei Shemayim, the windows of heaven, It was closed, the Mabua Tohima, the springs, and the Chavei Shemai, period. The Iskili Mitra Min Shemai. The Iskili, I guess it means, I don't know, I have to really use another sefer to get more precision of what this means over here. All right, let's see the middle pasuk. By Yeshuva Mai Mala Aretz, and the water returned from the earth, Haloich Lashoif, continuously returning. Vayachshu Hamayim, the mine was depleted, Miktzei, at the end of Chamishim Ma'asyonim. Now what does this mean? Is there Rashi on this? Rashi here says, Miktzei Chamishim Ma'asyonim, Hischil Lachzor B'hu Echad B'Sivan. So the water began to subside when? On the first day of Chodesh Sivan, okay? Chodesh Sivan is a Yomtif. Why is it a Yomtif? Because that was the day when the water began to subside. How do you know this? Shebuchav Zayin v'Kislev Poskva Gesham, because 40 days, the marble was for 40 days. So when was the 40 days? It started on the 17th day of Cheshvan. And 40 days later is the 27th day of Kislev. Aregimel, now that's when it rained. Then there was another 150 days. Hare Gimel Mikislev, V'choftes Mitevis, Hare Lamebeis. You have 3 days less of Kislev, 29 days of Teves, 32. Now Eid Shvat, Adar Nisan Deirz Kuf Yud Ches, 3 more months. So that's Kuf Yud Ches, that's 118 plus 32 is Kuf Nun. So that means 150 days after the water stopped coming out of heaven is now when the waters finally began to subside. And that takes us to the first day of Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a day when the waters subside, when the world begins to heal. A very interesting Rashi. Okay, Targum v'savu ma'ayo. You know, it's something they did teshuvah. They repented of the water. Me'alho ara. Ozlin v'soivin v'chasadu ma'ayo. The waters began to subside. V'soiv me'ayo v'cham shnir after 150 days. V'atonach atei v'chodesh ha'shvi. The Teva came to rest on the 7th month, on the 70th day of the Chodesh, which is when it started. It was exactly 1 year when the Teva came to rest. It started on the 70th day of... Wait. On Chodesh HaShavi. No. I'm sorry. That's 1 month early. That's Tishrei. Got 1 month to go. It came to a rest. Okay, it came to a rest. Rashi came to a rest. Okay, Mikan, I'm not going to do this Rashi now, I don't have time. But let's go to the next pasuk. V'mayim mohoyu holoch v'chosa ad ha-chodesh ho-asir until the 10th month, bo asri on the 10th month, be'achad l'chodesh, niru roshe horim. So now we go to the 7th month, and now we go from 7 to 10, which is Shvat. Asar b'teves. Okay, asar b'teves. I never realized that. I never realized this. No. He says over here, this is no. Bachodesh Hashvi'i is what? It's not Tishrei. We're calculating. You have to make all this. I don't know. Over here it says Bishuras Bachodesh Vanakulim Shaitz Atev Mutalim Bachodesh Zaf. Okay, the 10th month is Chodesh Av. We call Av the 5th month because we calculate the months from Nisan. But in these psukim, the months we calculated from Tishrei. So the 10th month was on the 10th day of Av. That's very fascinating. Okay, I didn't realize that. The 10th day of Av, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. The Churban Beis HaMikdash happened. When was the most of the Mikdash burnt? On the 10th day of Av. On the 10th day of Av, it says, Niru Roshe Nehorim. It was day of Nechama. It's a Pella. Mamash a Pella. This day, which was the day of the Churban, when the Mabel was over, was in the Churban. It was a day of Nechama. V'atonech atev b'chadesh ha'shvi b'esem shuv l'chadesh al hore ararat. No. What am I saying? I'm saying nonsense over here. Let's clarify this. The Chodesh HaShvi is Sivan. Fine. I was right. My mother was at a Chodesh HaAsiri. That's Av. But Asiri, Rosh Chodesh HaAsiri. I'm sorry. Be'echad LaChodesh. Rosh Chodesh Av. Niru Roshei HaHolim. Aron HaKohen Spetira. The day when Aron HaKohen died is when it came to rest. When is 40 days later? 40 days later is going to be the 10th day of Elul. Okay, the 10th day of Elul. Alright, this really needs some more clarification. We're going to stop over here. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Alright.
Related to COVID.
Yeah.
A guy in Iran, 94 years old, he for the last 70 years, he hated...